This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Pope Francis delivered his annual Christmas message to the world today. Sabina Castelfranco has more from Rome.
In his traditional Urbi et Orbi Christmas blessing and message from the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope said his thoughts went to the many areas of the world where there is darkness due to economic, geopolitical, and ecological conflicts, but said the light of Christ is greater. Pope Francis spoke of the many children suffering from wars and conflicts in the Middle East and mentioned Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq. He spoke of the people of Africa, where persistent social and political situations often force individuals to migrate, depriving them of a home and family. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News. Rome.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been promising U.S. President Donald Trump a special gift for Christmas. AP's Jackie Quinn has more on this ominous threat.
After North Korea's leader warned he would take action if sanctions are not eased by the end of the year, the speculation is that the Christmas gift he's promised the U.S. would likely be a new missile test, perhaps a missile capable of delivering a nuclear warhead. When asked how the U.S. will respond, President Trump said maybe Kim Jong-un is planning a nice present, like a beautiful vase rather than a missile launch. A U.N. spokesman says the world body has a Christmas message for Pyongyang. It should work for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and resume disarmament talks with the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. stock markets are closed for the Christmas holiday. For more on any of today's top stories, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong police fired tear gas and used pepper spray on protesters Wednesday to disperse crowds at Christmas-decorated shopping malls and nearby streets. Hundreds of protesters descended on shopping malls around the Chinese-ruled city, shouting popular slogans. Police have described their responses to the unrest as reactive and restrained. The leaders of China and Japan held a bilateral meeting on Wednesday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe have vowed to strengthen their relationship at a bilateral meeting in Chengdu on Wednesday. Li said in the meeting that he hoped the relationship between the two countries could get back on track and progress in the future. Abe hopeful ongoing discussions will lead to a visit by Xi. Wednesday's meeting came on the sidelines of a trilateral summit with South Korea, which provided a chance for the leaders of Japan and South Korea to meet for the first time in more than a year and stressed the need to improve ties after the, quote, worst